Welcome to the Comics Experiment.
It's the show that we film.
Aladdin guy.
You ruined it. I was going to let that work as the intro.
Welcome to the Comics Experiment.
The show that we film every Thursday right here at twitch.tv/comicstorian at 2 p.m. Eastern and then goes live on our YouTube channel on Saturday mornings. And you can catch it early access with directly supporting the show and keeping it going by joining us at patreon.com/comicstorian. Today's topic is really simple. When things fail, who do we blame?
I don't know why I gasped.
But Andy, I have a question for you before we get into it.
Okay.
Andy, do you still use big wireless with your cell phone?
Nah, you lost the hat.
Do you still use big wireless with your cell phone?
Yes.
Well, today's sponsor, Mint Mobile, can get you a monthly wireless plan down to $15 a month. And we'll tell you more about that in the middle of today's episode.
Okay.
They sent us things.
I like the cup.
They look good on you.
Thanks. I'm going to do the whole show like this.
All right, so blaming people.
No, seriously though, guys. All jokes aside, yes. If you are using a big wireless company and you are looking for a much cheaper plan, Mint Mobile, I wanted to say Mint Wireless, Mint Mobile is the plan for you, $15 a month, and we will explain it much better in the middle of today's program. I did not want it to appear like we're joking about Mint Mobile, I thought this was a cool skit to open it up.
Yeah.
That is today's sponsor. If you want to support us and you are interested in upgrading your wireless plan, check them out. All right, not going to talk about it anymore.
Yeah.
We got a lot to talk about in the middle of today's
episode.
Let's blame some people. So
it's your fault.
That's
fair. Thanks for watching.
You can take it off now.
I can't see your eyes.
I need your beautiful green eyes.
He has green eyes?
No, that's...
It's like, what the hell? I don't even know my own guys.
Your own guys?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know your own guys?
You don't know your own guys?
No. I think it's...
I don't know where you're going with the
Annie?
Joke.
Annie? Is it Annie? Annie and Bon?
Yeah, hey, Annie.
Right?
Annie and Bon.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Bon.
Annie and Bonnie.
All right, so I got to give a little context why I want to talk about this topic today.
Yes, let's hear it.
First off, welcome back, guys. It's been 2 weeks since we did an episode of this. Part of the reason we took that break was the holidays, but we also wanted some time to think of more creative ideas.
Oh, yes. I was trapped in the basement the whole time.
Did we just not let you out?
Yeah. You chained me up. You gave me a bucket of fish heads and said, I'll be back in 2 weeks.
And I'm back.
Thanks.
So anyway, one of the reasons is we wanted to be more creative with the ideas. I like the idea of us having a more thoughtful discussion like mm-hmm. we've had before in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just grabbing a list or something last second, I wanted time to really think of some ideas. I sent out a tweet recently basically stating, it was supposed to be a joke. Everyone took it seriously.
I know.
What? Tweeting. On Twitter? I don't believe that.
I literally made it what I thought would be a funny joke of, I know this is going to be a controversial opinion.
Oh, God.
But I enjoyed the Jedi Fallen Order more than the storyline in The Last Jedi. It had a better story than Jedi had any right to have or whatever. Something along those lines.
Okay.
I was basically stating, I liked Fallen Order better than Last Jedi.
Okay.
And then I said, EA finally got something right or something along those lines. Good job, EA, along those lines. Okay.
Sure.
Now, what I didn't realize was there's quite a lot of fans who actually consider that a controversial statement because they enjoyed The Last Jedi over Jedi Fallen Order.
That is true, and your opinion is stupid.
Apparently, my opinion is stupid.
To be fair, you also did say, this is my controversial opinion.
Yeah, well, I know. I
would assume there's some controversial.
I didn't think it would drum up as much at people as it did.
Have you been on the internet?
It got like 3,000 likes. It got retweeted by huge names like Greg Miller and stuff like that. I was like, oh, God. I couldn't read
George Lucas responded.
I couldn't.
Mark Hamill was like, you know what? I just hate all of them.
I couldn't read my Twitter literally for 3 days because it was nothing but people debating The Last Jedi and Jedi Fallen Order as to which was the superior film.
The Last Jedi was also one of the most controversial Star Wars films.
In hindsight. Maybe at least opening it with, you're all going to debate this.
I was going to say, the one that has like truly split the fandom.
I think
and you were
all
like,
you need
I'm
to
sure
do.
Nobody will notice.
Just next time you need at the bottom with, don't at me.
I did a follow up. I said, the worst part about this whole thing is that you people are actually having real debates about it and you won't untag me because it was just filling my feed up.
Oh, goodness.
So anyway, all jokes aside of my tweet going haywire.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I was getting a lot of follow-up people, and I brought this up to you.
Yes.
They were saying, you got that wrong. It's BioWare that made Jedi Fallen Order.
It's Respawn.
Respawn made Jedi Fallen
Order. Oh, God. Now we're going to get more tweets.
Jesus.
Damn, I'm going to go through the comments.
Controversy, the podcast.
Now, this may be a controversial podcast.
So anyway, and everyone's like, Respawn. Now, I know Respawn made it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But, and here's where the debate, the discussion of the day is, mm-hmm. okay? When DICE made Battlefront,
yep.
it was EA ruined it.
Yes.
EA put the microtransactions.
Correct,
in. EA
yes.
did everything wrong with it. Mm-hmm. I never once heard anyone say, DICE, what the hell were you doing?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But when the game was good... Well, no, we're not giving credit to EA for getting right. the game good. Even if what they did was step away,
yeah.
and that was the good thing they did. We're not...
Let's be honest.
Good job, EA. Not meddling.
All EA is good for is going, oh, you want to make a game? All right, we'll fund it, and we'll be your scapegoat.
Yeah, well...
All right, so, just make a good game.
Which led to me going, who do we blame when there's a failure?
Mm-hmm.
Because if there's a failure, the blame gets tossed around and EA takes the brunt of it.
Yes.
But if there's a success, we don't give the credit to EA. We give it to Respawn.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'm not against that. And Andy, you ordered it best. If you can remember what you said.
I said it's the perfect system because you can have your cake and eat it too. You can hate a corporation like EA, but you can still play games they publish because you give the credit to the yeah. developer, not the publisher.
That's fair. I mean, it's true.
That way I can hate things but still play the game.
Right. It's like, man, I hate them, but I want to support DICE,
right.
so I'm going to get the game.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, we didn't support DICE. Battlefront was horrible. But...
I thought we just said... No, if I remember
Respawn.
Right... Oh, Respawn.
Respawn.
Okay.
DICE made Battlefront.
I'm not good
with
Before
everyone
names.
Goes into the comments and goes crazy on the YouTube video... I'm aware that when Battlefront came out, it was mostly EA, but DICE also got some flack for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm aware that this goes in multiple directions. That's the point of this discussion. Why is it in this situation it's okay to blame EA when it's a failure, but not give them any credit when it's a success? In the case of Star Wars Fallen, Jedi Fallen Order, I'm going to say it real quick. It was a game in development. I looked into it to find exactly what Respawn did.
Okay.
It was a single-player game in development before EA came in.
Okay.
It was not a Star Wars game like everyone likes to state. They were just making a single player.
I do like the idea that people are just randomly making Star Wars games
yeah,
and hoping for the best.
I feel like people just make games nowadays and they go, all right, we need a big thing. All right, put Star Wars skin.
That's basically what they
And then
did.
They're going to remake it but put a different skin on
so
it.
So basically what happened is they made an engine, they made the game, they made everything before EA bought them out. EA mm-hmm. still having the Star Wars license. EA came in and said, oh, do you want to make it into a Star Wars game?
Well, I was going to say,
and they said,
I mean, because
yes.
obviously at that point they didn't have like the actors and stuff.
No,
and
they had nothing cameras. Lined up.
Yeah. They had all that like... What's that guy? I forget the name, main actor's name, but like he was just filming stuff. He was like, "What's this for?" They're like, "Don't even worry about it."
No.
What am I gonna look like? We don't know.
Apparently, they had the game mechanics down, and they had stuff like that, and they had like an engine working, but they didn't have like a game.
Right.
But I love the argument of, well, they were working on that before EA, so EA had no involvement. Contrary to popular belief, and this is one of the issues I have with EA and Star Wars, they're the ones who have had the goddamn license for, like, what, 8 years?
Something like that.
Plus,
I think pretty much since Disney bought out.
Yeah, like, and that's the problem with EA right now. They have the license.
And then
plus,
they shut down LucasArts games.
Yeah, and a lot of time they'll, like, come in, and the whole point of what they do is they go, okay, we're going to fund this. So that we can change things.
Yeah.
Well, like, that's a big reason why you fund stuff.
It's the same problem we have with EA. It's the same problem we have with Activision. Mm-hmm. It's the same problem we have with all these companies. You know, you and I are huge World of Warcraft fans.
Yes.
And we've notoriously blamed Activision every time World of Warcraft does something dumb.
Yes. It was when Destiny did it, we learned that that was actually the case, though.
That is true,
then,
actually.
Then they separated and Bungie was just like, I just pictured
Peace
all of them leaving going,
freedom!
All their shackles are coming off as they run out.
Oh, my God.
The light.
Yeah.
So since this is the comics experiment and not the Jedi Fallen Order debate stream.
Yes.
I just wanted to clarify a couple of things that we do know the facts.
That was a good 10 minutes of
Jedi Fallen
Order. No, I was giving the preview to what we're trying to discuss here. And I wanted to clarify real quick. We do know the deal with Jedi Fallen Order. We do know the situation between EA, Respawn, DICE. Please do not go in the comments and be like, oh, guys, you're wrong. The point of the discussion is when we have a failure... Who takes the blame on that? Now, I'm going to double this back to
X-Men.
It's true.
Okay.
It's good. It's a good point.
I was going to go into the DCEU as our first discussion, but X-Men it is.
Well, because I just think about it, and the perfect example is the fact of during Avengers versus X-Men, where he's like, the Avengers save the world and they're heroes. X-Men do it and everyone's against the X-Men.
Right.
Because when it comes down to it, you blame the mutants. And that's one of those ones where it truly is a scapegoat of, if a mutant is involved, we can place the blame on the X-Men and no one's going to question it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that, all right, that's thanks, everybody. Well, the reason why I mentioned that one is because that's a like almost a different kind of blame, because I know what kind you were going to go into, and this is like one of the few individual. Where
we're supposed to be
one,
having a much more thoughtful conversation, yeah, not just a here's the answer.
Because a lot of the time, a lot of the time, it is the question of like the DC of, if the Joker kills someone, is it Batman's fault for letting him get away?
Yes. Exactly.
Whereas the X-Men is just simply we're racist towards the X-Men. Kind of thing. Like, I mean, I hate to say it, that's kind of the way that one is, but I do want to talk.
I want to talk about the corporate side and the things in general, because it applies to everything. Why does the blame? Okay, let's do that one right there. That's a good one, Andy. Why is it when the Joker gets away and yes, murders 100 more people?
Right, everybody blames the Joker clowns, and not Batman for letting him out.
Or even, you know what? Yeah, I'll even take it a step further. Why isn't Batman in trouble for even going, well, I'm not going to kill the Joker. Commissioner Gordon, he's located at this location, and you can come pick him up. I've tied him up.
After punching him several times.
Half the time it's like, get in the back of the Batmobile. I'm driving you to Arkham myself.
And right, nobody questions that either.
Yes, Mr. Batman, just bring me around to the drop-off, please.
You can use the bat entrance.
Yeah, that's great, actually. We kept the restraint.
Whole time Joker's like, what's due process?
Well, that's the argument against superheroes in general, though, is the, you know, they're just as bad, technically speaking, as they're still breaking the law.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I would blame Batman for the fact that he has not put Joker down.
Well, okay, one step further.
Like a rabid puppy.
Blame Superman.
For not
He's friends with Batman.
Down?
Well,
and
no.
He has the complete ability to do it.
Superman could stop Batman. Yep. Batman doesn't stop Joker. Joker kills people. So therefore, you could
so
technically...
So it's like a chain of blame.
Exactly. Well,
so what you're blaming is God.
I'm blaming God for the sake of...
Why doesn't God hit Batman with a bus?
Well, or simply... Why doesn't he stop him? Like, he doesn't even have to do it violently. He can literally... It's Superman. He literally flies down, picks him up, and flies away.
That's what I'm saying.
He's like holding him by the cape.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. You're blaming God. You're basically blaming the most powerful being on the DC universe that we know of. I mean, there's technically more powerful, but...
Well, then on top of that, you can go off of, well, we can also blame the Guardians, because Earth is within one of the Green Lantern sectors, which we learned from Injustice that they came by because they were like, Superman's a little too powerful right now. We need to handle this.
Sure.
So it shows that they are aware that they're policing this sector. They don't stop Superman from stopping Batman from stopping Joker from killing people.
So if the Joker...
I can go even further.
If the Joker comes in and shanks a woman in an alley...
That is Guy Gardner's fault. That's what we've figured out.
It's not. It's the Owens' fault. It's the Guardians' fault.
It's the it's the Green Lantern's ring fault for choosing Guy Gardner as the Green Lantern.
But wouldn't that also then make it the White Lantern's fault?
Well,
because
actually,
they didn't, their life, and they didn't just bring the woman back.
That's a good point too. This is gonna go on for a while.
I mean, all
right, is this 7 degrees of separation?
7 degrees of separation.
See, exactly. The reason why I actually did go further back is because there is a point at which you could legitimately put blame, as in Batman always like handling the Joker without killing him or anything like that, and the Joker kills people.
Sure.
That is a more direct where you could, in theory, place the blame, because Batman essentially allowed the Joker to have the opportunity to kill more
people.
Right, whereas the Superman stopping Batman, that becomes a position of... Is it his responsibility?
Mm.
And that's where you start going up in the chain of the responsibility of the different things. Because, I mean, you could, in theory, go, well, the Guardians are policing all the sectors, but they're allowing all these villains to get away with a bunch of stuff on Earth. And so it becomes a chain of command. Because I honestly wouldn't put it further back than Batman.
The chat's got a good one for you.
Okay, let's hear it.
What about Joe Chill? He killed the parents, which created Batman, which as we know, created Joker, which then created all the
Exactly. So it's Thomas Wayne's fault for dying.
Well, okay. Well, one step further than that. Ready? It's actually the poverty issue, because the guy was homeless. Therefore, he was in the alley.
Which is Thomas Wayne's fault.
If he was not homeless and didn't have money, he would not have robbed her for the pearls.
Sure.
This thing keeps distracting me from blinking on and off.
We go farther back.
So it's the poverty. It's so the you made it political. Fathers.
Well, no, I'm saying, but that's the situation. Is Gotham. The depending on how far back you go becomes a question of, well, if you went that far back, you would have to go further back.
It's Bakar's fault for letting Edmund Wayne take half the property in the 1800s or 1600s, whenever that battle happened.
I believe it was the 1600s.
Yeah, whenever the Curse of the White Knight happened.
Back when Edmund Wayne was a friggin' Belmont.
Okay.
Which is awesome.
It's actually Superboy Prime's fault for shattering the universe creating this thing.
So what I'm getting, what I'm understanding here, Andy, and you can agree with me or disagree,
is that you can blame anyone for anything ever.
Well, that, and that Dan would fit in very well with the Injustice universe.
Yeah.
Okay.
He'd side with Superman.
I see. All right.
I mean, to be fair, it allowed me to punch him in the face.
That's
so
fair.
You should probably side with Superman.
That's fair,
too.
Yeah.
Okay, so superhero blame wise can go all over the place, as we know.
Yes. And I can create paths you will never have thought of.
My counterpoint would be that's just shirking the blame. That's just be like, well, this isn't my fault. It's somebody else's fault because they allowed me to do it.
Okay, but that's...
People aren't taking responsibility for their own actions.
On that regard, though, how far back is the responsibility actually held?
See, I would say for the Batman Joker, I would say it doesn't go farther back than Batman because it's Batman's fault for allowing the Joker to do such a thing. Now, realistically, no. Joker takes responsibility for his own actions, mm-hmm. or should take responsibility for his own actions. But Batman having constantly arrested mm-hmm. this supervillain who constantly kills people, like, because, I mean, that's the point of, like, the death penalty.
Right.
Is like, okay, if you kill 20 people and we arrest you and then you break out and kill more people, mm-hmm. that's kind of our fault.
Right.
So you're saying it's the criminal justice system.
Well,
kind of.
Okay.
Honestly.
But so there's two paths I could go from this for potential actual blame.
Mm-hmm.
One, the Arkham Asylum.
Right, yeah.
Because when it comes down to it, Batman did capture the Joker.
It's up to them to then do something
exactly.
with it.
Exactly.
Yes,
he
right.
has passed along the
blame.
Not the blame, the
responsibility.
Responsibility.
Yeah,
thank
the responsibility.
You. But in the regards of going to, well, Batman stopped the Joker, the Joker's breaking laws just as Batman is breaking the vigilante law.
Yeah.
So could you blame the cops? Because they're also to blame for the fact that Joker gets away with some stuff and that Batman has to solve it. Because, like, it's just when you place the blame on someone else for a certain reason, if you're planning to do that, you have to continuously go through that chain until that reason is no longer makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're using that excuse to go back one step, but it's the same excuse that you would go back another step, that would be... essentially just going, no, it wouldn't go further than that, which means it wouldn't even get to them because you wouldn't be able to blame them for something but not blame someone else for the exact same thing.
Right.
You kind of see mm-hmm. what I'm saying with that. So that kind of brings the question of the letting people get away with it. Because, I mean, with Superman, we do also continuously talk about the fact that he could go get the Joker too. He can
see through
stuff and stop the joke. And
that's where
you run
into a fundamental issue with superheroes in general and comics in general.
Yeah, that's a difference of the universe.
I would say more of a giant universe of interconnected heroes. Because like Invincible did it a lot better.
Yeah.
You
exactly.
had him and like three other people.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Like, I was going to say, that's just a fundamental problem with comics in and of itself.
Yeah, you got to keep him in their comic universe.
Yeah, exactly.
Their individual universe within the
universe. That's why there's no real superheroes running around.
Yeah.
Well, there are, but that's another discussion.
That's
another
true,
day.
Yeah.
Right.
So, okay, I want to take this into more of the corporate side, though, and discuss, like, who to be blamed with the DCEU, who to be blamed with the EA kind of situation. Ooh, with that.
Okay, sorry.
But before
I
do that,
of one
I'm getting a phone call from the ad universe. Today's podcast is sponsored by Mint Mobile. Are you tired of big wireless taking advantage of everyone? Want to save money on your monthly wireless bill without sacrificing quality? Well, Mint Mobile is the perfect product for you. Mint Mobile provides the same premium network coverage that you're used to, but at a fraction of the cost. Mint Mobile can even cut your monthly wireless bill down to just $15 a month. And yes, that includes unlimited nationwide talk and text. Choose data plans between 3, 8, and 12 gigs of 4G LTE data. With Mint Mobile, you can keep your own phone and phone number. Just pop in that SIM card and you're good to go. To get your wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/RobinBenny. That's mintmobile.com/RobinBenny. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/RobinBenny. That phone call with Mint Mobile was amazing. They got some good deals. You should check them out. Anyway, Dan.
I like it.
Nice segue. All right. Yeah.
I liked it.
Anyway, so real life. I wanted to do the ad a little bit early in the episode just in case this doesn't go very far. I don't know how long it's going to go.
Sure.
Are you going to keep in comics for your real life? Because I have
to an extent, yeah.
Okay, because I have a thought with comics with real life.
Well, okay, I want to start with the DCEU. Okay.
Okay.
DCEU notoriously made billions of dollars, was an incredible success, led to 20 different movies and the eventual Justice League Endgame movie. No, that's the...
Did I fall through the portal into a multiverse?
That was the MCU.
That's the amalgamation.
The DCEU notoriously came out with what people consider to be tonally wrong movies. It's one of the divisive things about Man of Steel and Batman Superman.
And then they came out with two good ones, Aquaman and Wonder Woman.
That's true. But they notoriously had Zack Snyder leading the charge on this. He was doing a tone that some fans agreed with, some fans didn't agree with. Yes. I liked it. For the record, I 100% DC agreed with it because they let him do it. And two, have you seen DC Universe? Pretty dark and edgy.
That actually relates to what I'm going to say
now. Okay. But obviously, the higher-ups at WB didn't agree with it. Mm-hmm. And we had an unceremoniously situation in which Justice League got turned into the Joss Whedon project, and they've moved the direction of the DCEU in a different direction. Mm-hmm. That has led to a lot of fans trying to blame what happened to the DCEU. Was it Zack Snyder's fault for not understanding the superheroes? I'm going off of what people have said on Twitter. Do not yell at me.
Don't at me.
Yeah, don't at me.
I don't have Twitter, so good luck.
I liked Man of Steel and Batman v Superman.
Liked Man of Steel. I actually really did.
I liked a lot of stuff in Batman v Superman, but there are some inherent problems.
You mean Batman with a little bit of Superman in
there? I mean, I'm talking Martha was a big problem.
What are you talking about?
Both their names were Martha.
It makes perfect sense why we would stop trying to kill each other.
You know, and the cave troll fighting, that was interesting. I liked the appearance of Wonder Woman, though. But anyway.
So did that.
That was pretty much the best part of the whole movie.
Her actual appearance, but that's beside the point. Sorry.
Was it Zack Snyder's fault? Was it WB's fault for coming in and stating, hey, no, we're going a different direction? Was it DC's fault? I don't think it was because they're obviously still going in that direction.
Was it the creative director's fault for allowing Zack Snyder to go in the direction he went?
Was it that person? When WB came through and decided we're cleaning up the DCU, they just fired everyone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't
Which was kind of smart.
Fired. They just moved everyone into other jobs so they can't affect the DCU.
Ha-ha.
Loopholes.
Bitches. They were like, we can't fire you, but we're going to put you in a position that you're going to want to quit.
Sorry, Jeff Johnson. But no worries, working out, it's on the up and up for him. He now works for DC as a getting paid apparently a lot better owning his own company.
He was working for DC for a long time.
Yeah, he was. No, he was like, I want to say almost like 20 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, he didn't just suddenly drop into, they were like, we're taking off the movies, now we're going to be on the comic books.
Like that's what they did. They put him back as creative and then he stepped down. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know, but he was already working for DC for the longest time. It wasn't like he was just like, what? I thought I was making movies. No, comic books now. Oh, all right.
Apparently my uncle's really good friends with him.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So whenever people look back on it, depending on which camp you're talking to, normally the hashtag release the Snyder Cut camp or the rest of the world.
Right.
Hashtag release the Snyder Cut camp likes to go that it was WB's fault for not understanding what they, and I agree with this actually, for WB for not understanding who they hired. I mean, you got the guy who did 300.
Right.
What did you think?
I was
going to
say the big movies I remember Zack Snyder would be 300, Watchmen, and what was that other Sucker Punch.
Yeah.
Which are pretty much tonally what his Man of Steel and his Batman and Superman is.
And he does that every
time. Is Sucker Punch the one where they go to?
It's the girl in the mental institution.
Yes, it is that one.
She needs to cope with something.
When she does her dance, they like go into like all like
World War One with mechs.
Yeah, that's dark.
Or like the Japanese. Everything's like a new dream.
That's one of the darkest movies I've ever seen.
So it's like, I mean, the dude's a dark director. It's not like, you know.
Yeah, like you shouldn't know what you're like.
Totally, it was very much in line with his past work.
Yeah. Oh, it very much was.
He didn't do anything different than what I mean, not in a negative way. I'm saying he didn't do anything.
No, but I mean,
right.
So anyway, I mean, I kind of agree that it was WB's fault. But then if you talk to everyone else who's not in the hashtag Snyder Cut, it's, well, WB didn't know what they were doing. They just want to make an MCU. Why didn't they just do that?
Well, I mean, because there was also a lot of reports of them like trying, they're like, we got to make the extended universe. We got to do like the MCU, but instead of like laying out the groundwork, they did try to rush it a little bit. They
right, don't. No, and that's what I'm saying. So, so, but what I'm saying is when it comes down to this, who do we blame? Do we blame Geoff Johns, who was a creative director on those movies?
I feel
he
started,
he made Green Lantern.
that poor bastard. Yeah.
The I feel like a lot of these become, we want to blame someone, but it's actually a multiple group of
people.
I
would say it's a mixture.
Because
there
when
wasn't
it comes
like one
to,
guy at WB, like Joe WB.
Exactly.
Was like, listen,
Joe WB.
It's always Joe when I do this.
It always is.
Joe WB was like, listen, this is what I want from these movies.
Right.
Just like it was Joe Netflix. And
Joe Netflix, Joe YouTube. Everybody's name is Joe.
Joe YouTube's getting me fired over here. I gotta get
Jesus. No, because it becomes a, when it truly comes down to it, in Justice League, I'll use that as the example. I would put the blame, if I were to blame someone, the group of people I would blame are WB, Snyder, the screenwriters, as well as creative director.
So basically, you would blame everyone.
I would, no, I would blame the people.
I would say.
It would be one of those ones because those four people, WB were the ones to know who they were bringing in.
Right. Mm.
Yeah.
They made that decision. The script writers, creative director, and Zack Snyder clearly did not have full meetings where they really merged their ideas. It seemed more to be a, the writers made a script and handed it off. Mm. Not a, they made a script and were kind of like, this is our idea, now you can build off of that.
Right.
Because that's like, it, I think Star Wars, like the prequels is a great example of everyone always likes to get on Chris, the guy who played Anakin, I'm not even gonna try to say his name.
Andy probably
like does. Everyone always bashes
what
him for his
name?
Performance.
Christian something.
Christian
I wanna say Hans Christian Andersen, but that's definitely not right.
Haydensworth?
Oh, Hayden Christensen. Thank you. I was almost right.
You guys were throwing me off with the Christian.
Yeah.
That was what, I was like, his first name isn't Christian.
But
is
like
it?
That's one of those ones where a lot of people blamed him for his acting.
Right, yeah.
But when it came down to it, a lot of it was the script. A lot of it was the dialogue and his direction.
He didn't write those lines.
And he didn't direct himself.
That's why I don't
like, there's someone there that goes, you know what? I liked that. And it's like, he has no say in that.
I always say that because I don't agree when people attack certain actors or actresses. Like, oh, you ruined this movie. Like, they just showed up and did their job. Like, and somebody directed them.
Case in point, the Ruby Rose and Batwoman thing. Everyone's like, Ruby Rose is ruining it. Ruby Rose is ruining
it. It's
like,
not Ruby Rose.
Somebody said, that's a great take. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
But people always blame it. And now, granted, there are some crappy actors.
And
out
that's
there,
exactly where I was going to go, because that's how it always is really a, you've got to spread the blame. Because I'm going to use Brie Larson. I thought she did an okay job. Like, I'm not in the camp of get rid of her as Captain Marvel.
No, I mean,
but at the end of the day, her acting was not up to par compared to the other actors in the MCU.
I would say that. Yeah.
I'll use that.
I feel
so
part
that's
of the
a,
problem was putting her alongside Samuel L. Jackson.
Exactly.
Mm. That man, you, like, you could be like, here's a potato. I need you to act a scene out. And he would do it.
He's like, I got this shit.
He's a crazy man. But like, that's why it's always a spread the blame, because you can't pinpoint.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it may be the actor or actress, but we assume it's the director. Mm. But the director was trying to get them to do something,
true,
and they
just went with
the best they could. We weren't there. We can't decide who the blame goes to. But because I was going to go, I feel like the movies and stuff like that, that's,
I feel like people look for a scapegoat, and that's the problem. The internet in this day and age,
we need someone to blame.
Yeah. We need someone to, we can't just say, guys, this just didn't work.
Right.
Yeah. Like, whatever the reason is, this did not work.
No. Yeah. I need someone to blame.
But at the same time, we apparently need someone to praise. Based on the original argument that I had on Twitter about this that got it all started off.
Right.
We need to praise Respawn.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, like, when the Joker movie came out, everyone's like, DC's on the right track right now, finally,
right?
You know, Joaquin Phoenix, you're amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we need to praise somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I don't, you know, Aquaman, Jason Momoa. Let's ignore the other 500 people on that movie.
No, it was Jason Momoa.
I just want someone to, like, do a deep fake and just get Jason Momoa's head on everyone's character at that final, like, Aquaman, like, the giant battle.
I disagree. Deep fake Michael Cera. Even as the Kraken's head. It's like the Kraken's body, but Michael Cera's face. Anyway, sorry.
Or
I like it.
Or here's one to get Andy going.
I actually know exactly where you're going with this because I was going to mention it earlier. Hit me.
Whose fault is the current Batman run?
Yes.
Whose fault is the current Batman run?
Yes.
That's easy, Tom King.
But who put him on the run?
And who gave him, who's editing
no,
us?
No. See, that's shirking the blame, and I don't agree with that.
Exactly, but like you...
No, you can't, okay, if I'm like, if I come over and I slap you in the face.
Yes.
Whose fault is that?
That's you.
Okay, but Ben didn't
actually
stop me.
Actually, depends on what I did.
But Ben didn't stop me.
And I wouldn't.
Ben didn't stop me.
Okay.
You didn't duck.
All right.
You didn't duck.
But okay, so here's my reason why I could consider DC potentially to blame.
Okay.
They shortened his run. Clearly okay. showing they could do something about it.
Well,
so that's a why did
they
go that
long? They
might
have signed a contract of some kind saying, "Hey, you're going to get a 5-year oh, thank you. You're going to get a 5-year run on Batman."
Right.
Okay. Now, regardless of what reviewers say, the book is selling well. Or at least it sold at least
other than Hulk. It's not in the top 10 anymore, but we're still mostly in the top 20. I was like,
and actually
well.
that was another point of the blame that I was considering. The drop in sales, people are there to monitor that kind of thing. Just like when
you
monitor...
Yeah, but when drops in sales, you don't immediately... Like, if one issue drops in sales, you're not going to immediately pull somebody off of it. And even if they're, like, let's say the editors are like, hey, Tom King, we're not... Because we don't know what his original stuff was.
Exactly.
Yeah.
An editor could have been like, let's tone this down, and this is what we got, which isn't saying much.
But that right there means Tom King wasn't the one to blame.
Right. What if his original
what you just
script
said
actually fleshed everything out? So
yeah.
All your complaints
but
were
But it's Tom King, I don't think.
But you don't know. But that's the thing is you don't
bigger.
Know.
It was a 200 issue run.
It was a 200 issue like, run. All of it poetry.
But like, unless you were given that 100 issue run, except
right.
if you weren't given the Snyder cut,
okay,
you don't know the comparison. You don't have the base of knowing where he went.
Yeah, but... and so this is where I would say you cannot blame. But see, okay, if you're saying like it's a combination, mm-hmm. like we could say it's probably the editors, a little bit Tom King, you know, the colorist, because screw them, why not?
Yeah, give them credit. You guys are awesome. You make my comics look cool.
But I would say you could not blame, much like I would say you cannot just blame Zack Snyder or WB, or mm-hmm. you can't just blame EA or DICE or whoever like that, because... If you're saying it like that, like let's say you make a great comic, but it doesn't come out the way you want and people blame me for it. Well, that doesn't work
mm-hmm.
because if anyone's going to have to take responsibility, it has to be the main person. Now,
but in that regard,
if you're going to blame someone is what
yes.
I'm saying.
Yes. Because
if
I made something,
say,
though,
I need someone to blame.
Right.
You can't be like, well, it's their fault because they didn't stop him.
Well,
is what I'm saying. You can't shirk the blame.
While true, you also don't know what changes they made. Like you, well, like,
but that's
for
why
example,
you can't
like
shirk
if,
the blame.
Yeah, but so exactly, you can't blame Tom King.
For the record, there's a move in
or
Final
only.
Fantasy 14 Tom. Where the tanks shirk each other.
Yeah, that's
and every time you say shirk, I'm just picturing you going shirk Dan
tank swap. Oh yeah,
we're nerds.
I was thinking
that's,
this too.
That's even too far for me actually. So,
but that's why you cannot blame just Tom King.
Right.
You don't know what his original plan was. You don't know what he was building up for that they changed. Because we all know he was building up for something that they changed.
Right.
Everyone knows this.
I mean, my original argument is, and to this day, because we still technically don't know the last issue, but the payoff couldn't make all of this worth it.
Exactly.
Although I will say,
highly unlikely.
Well, no payoff was going to make the 10-issue nightmare worth it.
No.
But the other issues would have been great.
Well, okay, so when I say Tom King, yes, I am falling into the internet trap of I need someone to blame.
Yes.
Now I would say, because I have liked Tom King's other comics.
Mm-hmm.
I liked his Omega Man. I liked his Last Sheriff of Babylon. Sheriff of Babylon.
Sheriff of Babylon. Vision.
Mr. Miracle.
I read his Vision. I like Mr.
His
Miracle.
Like
I like
Mr.
his
Miracle.
Grayson. So it is possible someone
exactly.
somewhere messed
this,
with
as
his
As a matter
vision.
Of fact, this is the first Tom King book you've been openly against.
Yeah.
Openly.
And so, and that
never
right there.
Shut up about it.
That right there is honestly why that's a situation where you can't blame Tom King, because based on your history and the fact that we do know someone stepped in because he made it clear he was going to do something huge that they stopped.
Right.
So for all we know, there was going to be something in that nightmare sequence that was heavily related to that, that he was like, crap, I've written these. He doesn't want to pull a
I mean,
Jeff Johns. Because we've also got to remember, he's got a deadline to keep. He didn't want to do a doomsday clock situation of, oh crap, I need to redo stuff, and then people stop enjoying it, because he may have had to remove things. And if I would say, if you didn't like anything else that Tom King had written,
right, then I could blame Tom.
Then I would say it's a little bit more.
He's just a crappy writer, and I don't like him.
But right. based off the fact that you do have a positive history with him as a writer, and we are aware that there were changes behind the scene, that becomes a split blame. I feel like you can never truly blame. I feel like it's just a continually branching of the blaming.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's the best way to kind of describe it.
The supposed leaks in the Tom King run was that he was going to do something so big, WB stopped it and cut his issue short.
I mean, DC.
DC. No, no. The WB. This is mm-hmm. this.
Like it was like the parent company?
Right. Supposedly, this is during the Black Label thing.
Joe WB.
This, yes. I mean, this is leaks, guys. This is not confirmed.
They call him Joe W.
After the Black Label Batman penis fiasco, WB went through and fired a bunch of people and then just kind of got hands on to a lot of projects. Mm-hmm. And one of the ones that they supposedly had a hand in kiboshing was the finale to Tom King.
Good word you said.
I'm sorry, what?
Kiboshing.
I've never heard that before.
Put the kibosh on that.
But supposedly, one of the stories that they did that to was whatever Tom King was going to do as his finale, they deemed it that he couldn't do it to Batman.
Right.
My theory is that he was going to have Batman kill his father.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, especially now that we know Thomas Wayne killed Alfred.
See, now here's the only thing where I would say... Mm-hmm. That I do blame Tom King.
Okay.
Because I didn't like Tom King's run from the start. It has nothing to do with the fact that we're on issue 84.
Okay.
And they've maybe cut off, because up until, what was it, issue 60, he was still doing 100 issues.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Something
yeah.
like that.
It was like midway through the Nightmare.
I didn't like Tom King's run from the very beginning. And so unless someone at the very beginning was like, okay, we know we told you we were giving you 100 issues. But we're actually only going to give you 85. And then he learned this at like issue 3.
During I Am Gotham.
That was why I would say I don't. I would actually.
I do want to ask you this then.
Okay.
Have you ever read a book that you did not like the single issues, but then you went back and read the trade and you enjoyed it?
Yes. Okay. Well, no.
Okay.
I would say no.
Because I think a factor, at least when it comes to us reading comics, we do read so much extra.
Well,
and that does heavily influence our opinions of certain comics, because I know personally there are comics that if I read by itself, I would probably enjoy a lot more if I did not read it right after one that I loved.
Yep.
Well, so
we read a lot.
I have read certain comics that I think work better in trade.
Okay.
But if I don't like flat out don't like something, it ain't going to get better in trade.
Okay.
And I read the original 3 trades, I believe, of Tom King's run when he had them.
I was reading individually.
Yeah, and I didn't like any of them. I thought it was crap from the beginning, and it only got crappier as we went.
Okay.
So I would say for this particular one...
Mm-hmm. Are you saying that you would not have kept reading it if you didn't have to for a weekly show?
That is exactly accurate.
But let me ask you this.
Yes?
Is that one of those ones where you can pass blame for him writing a bad story? Or is this a personal thing where you can't pass blame, it's just your preference?
Well, yeah, that's my preference.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, we have people in our Twitch chat right now that are going, I am too.
This is all preference.
Up until issue 78, I was like, I'm on board. But, issue 78, I'm like, oh my God, just freaking finished now.
I was going to say, that's all personal preference. Because, I mean, but you could do the same thing with like Justice League. You could just do the same thing with The Last Jedi. Like, there are people who like it.
Yes.
A lot of people are like, it's Zack Snyder's fault for ruining it. And other people are like, I actually kind of like the Justice League movie. Yeah, it had some issues, but I like the Justice League.
I didn't think it was terrible.
It's Ryan Johnson or Kathleen Kennedy for ruining Last Jedi. And then there are other people like, it's the best Star Wars movie ever. Right. Those people are wrong. I mean, but
I guess that comes up with another thing.
That's another personal preference thing.
Exactly.
But who blame.
I think that gets our entire point here. Who do you blame when it comes to these things?
Or can you blame? Or I guess I should say, when is blame worthy?
Now, if my
when is it blame
if my last issue of Batman caught on fire and burned down my house, no, I cannot technically blame Tom King.
But you'll find a way.
I will find a way. But realistically, I can't blame him for it.
Actually, you wouldn't at all, because you can't even use the fact that you wanted to buy his book. Because you don't want to buy
that
his
is true.
Book.
Why do I have? So I would blame Ben.
But now you blame the candle company that lit the thing on fire. But I think that's just a big factor in all of this, is when is something truly blameworthy? Because I would say one that I would consider blameworthy going back to the video games, would be the Battlefront 2 with EA stepping in,
yes,
and throwing in incredible amount of microtransactions that made it pay to win.
That
and
would, essentially, I would say would be EA's
exactly
fault.
That yes. would be a I would consider that someone's fault because we saw everything around it.
Right.
When it comes to a personal preference thing, I don't think that's anyone's fault except your own for simply not enjoying it.
So you. Like, so oh, I mean, sorry. I think
you, generally, America.
I think rationally just thinking, many of us here, we know it's more of a general blame thing.
Yes.
But do we think your blaming of Tom King,
yes,
or your blaming of Blizzard for their things,
mm-hmm,
or my blaming of EA,
right,
is more emotionally driven?
Yes.
And you just need to focus that anger on one thing. That,
yeah. I can tell you right now, that's about 50% of what the internet is. The mm-hmm other 50 is porn. Apparently. I read that somewhere.
49%.
Sorry.
That other 1% is the Japanese cartoon porn.
I would have said that was pictures of people's cats.
Oh, yeah,
is
yeah.
It's the other 1%. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd go with
no,
that.
Yeah. Blame, generally speaking, as it is mm-hmm nowadays, is very much an emotional response to you not liking something or,
I mean,
yes, or
okay,
disagreeing.
You know, so, I'll even go back to The Last Jedi real okay quick. You'll get to go. Okay. Just, no. You have talked plenty.
You have
I know,
a lot
but
episode.
I have so much to offer.
Let's not lie.
Everyone
to each
loves
other
to blame Kathleen Kennedy and Rian Johnson.
Yes.
Okay.
Couldn't we just go back to George Lucas for selling it?
For selling it.
I mean, I won't because the man created one of the things I love in the world. But just hypothetically,
what
we
I'm
could
saying is, unless we don't know what happens on behind the scenes, and Kathleen Kennedy showed up and said, "I don't care what you say,"
like she's like the
this
evil
is
witch.
What's happening.
She's like the evil witch. Like Rian Johnson was like, "But Kathleen, this doesn't work for the Star Wars universe." I don't care.
I want Rose Tico on an adventure.
Oh, that would actually gosh be really funny.
But what I'm saying is, like, just unless saying, you know, yeah, or her, like. Like, she's the evil witch,
yeah,
and, like, Rian Johnson's Jafar, and they're, like, scheming together.
They're all Disney villains at this point.
They're owned by
who's
Disney
the parrot? Who's the parrot in this situation?
Adam Driver. Just because, honestly, if anyone could play a parrot, he's a good actor.
But what I'm saying goodness is, like, they took a huge brunt of that blame.
Yes, mm-hmm, they did.
Rian Johnson probably took more than Kathleen Kennedy.
I doubt that, actually.
Well, I have a reason for that.
She's got a lot of blame for stuff.
She has.
Yeah, yeah.
But she keeps quiet.
She does.
Rian Johnson
he
does, argued
yeah, he,
back.
He did come out, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, he was arguing yeah back with everyone about yeah, he it. Like, did. She's just kind of like, yeah, whatever. You don't like what I'm doing? I'm still making millions.
Yeah. Right.
That's kind of like what I hear her reaction is. She's laying
imagine
in a bed of money like, are the fans angry again?
She's like, let me dry my tears with my hundreds.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, oh, tell me how we ruined Star Wars.
I actually kind of want that to be a thing now. I really want that to be how she is.
But Rian Johnson, I think, took more of the blame just because he would argue
he
back.
He did try to argue back, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he deserved all of that blame? He was the director. He was the head guy.
Right.
It almost goes down to the exact same argument as Zack Snyder.
Not only was he the director, he was also the writer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But did nobody in... Because I know they claim they have like a whole division at LucasArts that will make sure the continuity's right.
Supposedly, sure, yeah.
No one there said, hey, Rian, this probably doesn't work. No one at Disney was like, so you wanna have Luke Skywalker throw a lightsaber and milk animals?
Well, that was a creative choice. Technically speaking, like you like if somebody like before they knew that how the movie was gonna do, even though the movie made a lot of money.
Yeah.
For the record, I haven't seen the movie, and you saying that, I'm just picturing Luke
movie
throwing the lightsaber, milking something, and then oh catching his
eyes. No, there's like one or two scenes in between, but yeah, roughly.
No, he throws it over his shoulder this way. He's like, oh, you came all this way with the lightsaber? That doesn't matter. And he throws it that way. And then the milking scene's even worse because it's like a weird cow on its back.
Yeah.
And he's like squeezing it out
yeah,
like
it's
this.
Weird. It's some weird choice. There's some odd choices in that movie.
I don't think they had yeah a farmer on the staff there.
Now, I will not be the first to defend Last Jedi by any stretch of the imagination. Because I had a lot of issues with that movie. But when they're writing the movie...
That's what I mean.
Before there's like, you know, an actual fan backlash or
when
whatever.
When JJ hands the notes and Rian Johnson
well, no,
goes,
yo,
nah.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's... Said, well, that's, yeah, that's a different story. That's different than Luke throwing a lightsaber and milking something. That's completely different. Those choices are creative choices. You can't, like... you can't preemptively stop someone from making that creative choice.
Mm-hmm.
You can, yes, somebody should have been like, just follow this outline we have. Yeah, that definitely, 100%.
I mean, there's a very high chance JJ's coming back at some point.
For the record, though, with that kind of thing, you can't technically blame the person who should have handed it to them.
That's true.
Because
what
they
if the
could
note
have.
Never made it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or they just they did a simple grab it.
Like, yeah, screw it. Sorry.
Dylan, please cut that out.
Yeah, please. Sorry.
I really hope Dylan catches that.
I mean, that's different. Yeah. Somebody should have been like, hey, just follow this outline we give you.
Mm-hmm.
And then if Ryan Johnson was like, no, I will do my own thing.
Then we blame Ryan Johnson.
And then we can blame Ryan
Johnson.
But
we don't know if that actually happened. Yeah.
Okay, so can I steer the conversation a little different direction? So since I kind of want to go back to the actual comic book characters.
Okay.
Because a lot of what we have gone into, I think it's very clear. Multiple people are to blame. And it's very heavily influenced by your own opinion of what it is.
Yeah.
Some people enjoyed it, others didn't.
Honestly, I was going to end our Star Wars one with that. Like, we're just retreading the same water here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if you got a closing point to bring it back to comics, it'd be great.
Well, because I kind of want to talk about the fact that when it does come to the superheroes, I made the joke of going back in the further of the chain to going all the way back to the Guardians not stopping Batman. Mm-hmm. The reason why I actually came up with that was, one, I thought it was hilarious, but two, because in different comics, with different superheroes, the blame does go further up the chain. With Batman, the farthest it usually goes is it Batman's fault? But when it comes to like the Avengers, it sometimes somehow ends up being Tony Stark's fault. But it does
why it's generally Tony Stark's fault?
It's because it usually is.
How did this go the way it did? Ah, guys, I built a giant robot and made it evil and gave it an AI. I don't know what happened.
But for example, I'll use an example of World War Hulk as a great example.
Okay.
Whose fault was it of World War Hulk? Was it the person that exploded his ship, destroying his family? Was it
Meek?
The Illuminati that
yes,
sent
it was
him?
Meek's fault.
Was it Illuminati that sent him to that planet in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
Was it the Hulk's fault for making the Illuminati feel like they need to send him away? And that's one of those ones where, in that scenario, there truly are multiple people that led up to that scenario. Whereas other situations, it does tend to stop at a certain point for, I mean, comic logics.
I'm going to side with Daniel. It was Meek. Meek was the cause of World War.
But see, that's the
Hulk
thing, though.
Hulk was good on Sakaar, actually. Until Meek blew up his ship.
Yeah, but who sent the ship?
No, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
Yeah. Who didn't calculate it properly for it that he landed on? Like,
no,
Hulk's fault for landing on that planet to begin with?
I know what you're saying.
That was the Hulk's fault.
Because
he smashes his ship.
Or is it the Illuminati's fault for not building a proper ship to handle the Hulk?
For World War Hulk, I would say...
They're smart people.
I would say Meek was to blame just because Hulk had taken over Sakaar, was the king, had his wife, she was pregnant.
It was Scar who came back.
Yeah, yeah, and he was good. I think at the end of that comic, they're like, "Are you ever going to go back to Earth?" And he's like, "Why would I? I'm good."
He was even good with Bruce Banner and everything.
Yeah,
like, they were
and
fine.
Then Meek blew up the ship, and then he was like, "Well, now I got to go destroy everything."
So that one, I'd probably say Meek. But what about the king that created the entire situation that Hulk had to free them from?
No, but he was good though. That's what I'm saying. He had already hit a point.
Meek was
the one who set off World War Hulk.
But while I would agree with that, Meek would not have been capable of doing that.
Right, if he hadn't gotten to the planet.
Unless he had gotten that planet, unless he hadn't had that ship. Like, that's another thing. If it was just a normal ship that wasn't created by the smartest people in the universe, would it have even been powerful enough to explode like that? Because I don't know about you, ships don't usually explode like that.
See, it was Meek's fault. No, that's,
I mean, you're
that's
just being a sudden little
No, that's just shirking the blame again.
But that's the thing.
That's like Meek going, well, like, I couldn't blow up this ship if they
exactly.
didn't make it so powerful.
But let me ask you this then. Why is it Meek's fault? Hulk decided to go back to Earth.
Yeah,
so it's the Hulk's
Meek
fault.
Blew up his
but see, that's it.
His family
that's right there.
Him
but that's
that
it
was
right there. But that's it right there. You're going back to the fact that Meek blew up his family and he went to Earth.
Right.
So you shirked it back to Meek. Why does it stop there?
Because Meek chose
never
to blow up the ship.
Yes. And the Illuminati chose to send Hulk into space.
But that has nothing to do with Meek blowing up the ship.
They wouldn't have been able to blow up the ship without the Illuminati sending it to space.
I don't know if you're fully trolling him. Yes.
I honestly don't know if you understand
what your point is, that if Hulk never made it to Sakaar,
okay,
there would have been no reason. And he never would have gone back.
In fact, if they had never sent him away, but they would never have sent Hulk away from the planet. It is Meek's fault.
It is Meek's fault.
And it's the Illuminati's fault. And it's Hulk's fault. Yeah. I'm just saying. Like,
all right.
You're just going for the troll. I'm trying to have an actual...
It's truly Meek's fault.
All right.
I mean, you're wrong, but...
All right. This turned into a heated discussion. I hope we can come up with more ideas.
It's Meek's fault.
You're right. It's a heated discussion because of Meek. Because
of Meek?
Wrong. Yeah, Meek caused it.
It's Hulk's fault for saving Meek.
Ooh.
No, because he saved Meek, because Meek was his friend. And then Meek decided to blow up
the
ship.
So it's Hulk's fault for getting a friend.
Nah, it's Meek's fault. I don't know what else to tell you.
I think it's your fault then.
Should I just name this
for
episode
you thinking
Meek's
it's Meek's fault?
Meek's fault.
Meek did it. All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed this particular episode. Let us know in the comments down below what you think when something like this happens, corporate-wise, comic book-wise, universe-wise, Meek-wise. Who is it? Who's to blame? Is it Meek?
Yes, it was Meek.
Is Meek for everything? Meek
generally,
yeah. Meek made Star Wars: The Last Jedi.
Yep, that was Meek's
Meek
fault.
Meek canceled Justice League's Snyder Cut.
World Hunger? Meek.
Meek. Meek.
You know what else is Meek's fault?
The microtransactions.
Michael Cera.
That is true.
I'm going to make that shirt. Blame Meek.
And it's just a picture of like the limbless Meek from the movie. Yeah. I like it.
So anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed this particular episode. We're going to try to have more discussions like this. Other than what you think, though, in the comments down below. Go ahead and let us know down there. And don't forget, you can support us directly by going to patreon.com/comicstorian, where you get this early access. If you're watching it here on YouTube, at youtube.com/comicstorian, giving us a 5-star, 4-star, 3-star review over on Spotify and iTunes.
Oh, I didn't know what that 5-star was for. Where are we doing stars? Sorry.
I was a little confused for a second there, too, and I was like...
Or by watching it live right here at twitch.tv/comicstory and every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern, where your subs help support these shows. And please don't forget to check out our sponsor, Mint Mobile.
Nice.
You send us a hat, I'm going to wear it.
Looks great on you. Looks
Thank
great.
You. This is my... Got to do a slight angle, apparently.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, mintmobile.com/robinbenny. $15 a month. It's great service.